Welcome to Primary Report. Hello, I'm Olivia Sosansky. We're here thanks to the New South Wales Farmers Association. On today's show, Australian beef exports to Japan take a hit, the European honeybee comes under attack, and we debate the Prime Minister's carbon tax. Japan's food security is in crisis, with the country's premium Wagyu beef industry one of many facing contamination from the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant. The Association's Cattle Committee Chair Richard Chaiman is on the line. Richard, what's the fallout for Australian beef exports after the Japanese earthquake and tsunami?
Fallout could be that Japan might purchase more Australian beef, simply because of the fact that it's clean and green, and the Japanese people being very cautious of what they eat and know that the Australian product is good, we'll go back to it, we'll just buy that little bit of Aussie beef in preference to the homegrown beef.
So how much Australian beef is exported to Japan every year?
Well, it's around about $2 billion worth of Australian beef veal or live cattle that go to Japan every year. Beef is the third biggest import into Japan after coal and iron ore.
Okay, and there were initial concerns Aussie beef exports to Japan would drop as a result of the earthquake and tsunami. Has the threat of radioactive contamination changed anything?
The threat of radioactive contamination would concern the average Japanese consumer, I'd say, because they're very wary of foot and mouth and BSE. And this is just another thing, especially on the local market, which could affect their or give them concerns as to what they're buying. If they're buying Australian stuff, they know they're getting good, clean stuff, good, clean beef, which has been in the market for a long time and has a good reputation and is a good product.
And if down the track the Japanese do stop exporting their prized Wagyu beef, will Australia have an opportunity there to increase its own sales to Japan or elsewhere in the world?
A free market, open market being what it is, people do take advantage of situations. And unfortunately for the Japanese and fortunately for the Australian market, Wagyu beef or Wagyu cattle, there could be a market that could expand for them, especially if there's the genetics that was lost in the tsunami. The genetics might still be in Australia, so it could be a market there, yes.
The Executive Council of the New South Wales Farmers Association has voted to strongly oppose a carbon tax or a price on carbon. Farmers President Charlie Armstrong is in the studio. Charlie, that sends a very clear message to Canberra. Why are you so against the idea?
Well, we don't believe a carbon tax is going to create what the community or the government thinks is required in terms of reducing carbon dioxide output. And on top of that, at this stage, the impost on agriculture as a result of a tax on carbon will be enormous and probably potentially put a lot of farmers out of business.
Canberra's plan excludes agriculture. Why are farmers still unhappy?
Well, Canberra's commitment at this stage is that the emissions from agriculture will be excluded for the time being, and that's really the very important line. Ross Garnaut came out in his report, not only implying but saying when that happens, agriculture should be included. Now, we are alarmed at that. So our concern is enormous when it's okay to say that the emissions will be excluded, but then to say just for a period of time until some complexities are sorted out means that we're right back at square one, and that's very dangerous for agriculture.
Can you then give us an example of how farmers will be impacted even if their emissions are excluded from any direct tax?
Well, the impact as a result of a carbon tax comes through all our other inputs. Farmers directly will pay more for fuel, will pay more for transport, will pay more for electricity. And the Australian Farm Institute has estimated that that is between 9 and 12% extra increase in our cost. And of course, as competitors on a world market, we have no way of passing those costs on. So how they think agriculture is going to be able to bear a sudden, let's say, average 10% increase in our input costs with no, at this stage, no credits on the other side for sequestration. Someone doesn't understand agriculture.
There's a major threat to the hard-working European honeybee, which jeopardises $4 billion worth of pollination services in this country every year. The Association's Horticulture Committee Chair Peter Daly joins